Good evening, you scum. This is Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark. Yeah,
I guess.
El rompe corazones.
Introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Dan. Lifetime dream to be on Late Night Low Fidelity, so I appreciate you guys having me. This is great.
I'm the heartbreaker. If you see a broken heart, it's been me.
And as always, you are listening to WJRA 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Sur la Planche by La Femme. I'm moody, so you get a moody host tonight.
Tell him why you're moody.
There's no reason to be happy.
Dan and I were talking the other day, and I told him that all your problems, you got to put in perspective, because our problems are problems that some people never get to face, and they face much harder problems. Dan, in response to that, said it's bull malarkey.
Yeah.
Bull malarkey.
I actually agree.
You agree?
You.
My stance on this is that every problem we're ever going to face is a first world problem, so if we can't be upset about first world problems, we can never be upset. It's an unreasonable way to look at life.
Yeah, that's the thing. You keep telling people that they're privileged, that they have it all great, when their lives suck, they're not going to vote for you. That's what happens. Call me privileged again, okay?
I'm going to be president of this school, but I'm going to be a leader more than a president. I'm going to tell the kids what they don't want to hear. I'm going to make them feel uncomfortable, but at the same time, they're accepted. I can hug you, I can kiss you, but you're still not mine.
What's your campaign slogan?
This is Slate.
I'm gonna hurt you. It's just that. There's a lot of pain coming your way.
Whoa.
In 104 and Kirby tomorrow, there's lots of little doggies. You can come pet them, but you could also take one, because they are sheltered.
Wolves.
If you do want to steal a dog or take some kind of animal,
make your campaign slogan, Slater Stark rhymes with pain.
Rhymes with pain?
Rhymes with pain.
It doesn't rhyme with pain.
No, yeah, but like that's.
Ask me a question, Daniel. Andrew Jackson, first of all, I don't know who he is. Who is Andrew Jackson? We're in a history class. No one knows who he is. There's no history on him. There's no primary sources. We've been looking for a primary source for weeks. There's nothing on Andrew Jackson.
Melania Trump is a primary source. Free Melania.
Gotta free her. She's captured.
Free Melania, free Tay.
Let's talk about Pizzagate, because I don't really know what that is.
Oh.
Oh, you want to know about Pizzagate?
Wait, I just watched the Joe Rogan, Alex Jones.
Give me an elevator pitch, 30 seconds.
We talked about Pizzagate last episode, but I can give a little pitch.
Okay,
so, you know,
Soros takes little boys into a pizza store.
George Soros, Anthony Weiner, get your names right, first of all, okay? Pedophilia is a tradition that has accompanied power since the beginning of power. I mean, you go back to Sumer, you go back to the Egyptians, you go back to Greece or Rome, people are touching little kids. Because they can. I don't know what makes them want to do it. They're freaks, okay? And this isn't a partisan issue. This is people in our government can get away with touching little kids, so they do it. And as a matter of fact, other people can make money off selling them and protecting them. Somebody's got to pay to, you know, keep you quiet or keep people quiet about, you know, you're touching kids. So there's a big money business. It's a big money business is basically what it boils down to. It's rampant. And what? How does it factor in? What does pizza have to do with this? Well, there's a terminology called cheese pizza, which is short for child pornography on the dark web. Now, this was, there were a lot of weird references to pizza in the Podesta emails that were copped by the beautiful hackers. And we're really wondering, what are you spending $60,000 on pizza for? I mean, I understand that you guys are, you know, bureaucrats and you try to find as much expenditures as you can for a simple thing.
And the wording of the emails is really messed up,
too. It's really weird.
It's like the wording of the emails is like, oh, yes, the hot dogs
are these good,
good
hot dogs?
Week. We have to get
I want the high-quality hot dogs this
hot
time.
Dog. It's creepy.
They are touching kids. But it's not a partisan issue. It's not a U.S. thing. It goes on in Europe, it goes on in Britain, it goes on in France, it goes on in Spain.
Is there like a number listeners could call to
spread this.
Call this number and talk to us about it.
Yeah, you might as well talk to us about
this,
it. 610-330-5316.
This is a side note, but we mentioned Anthony Weiner, and I'd just like to let everyone know that his name on the dating websites he used to talk with other women was Carlos Danger. And I think that's the best alias that someone could have, Carlos Danger.
Dangerous.
Next time I come on the show, I'm going to introduce myself as Carlos Danger.
Carmelo Anthony is okay with everything that goes on. I just want to put that out there.
Carmelo Anthony is lost.
Considering what his gut looks like.
Whoa! Shots fired!
Could it be $60,000?
He does. A professional athlete shouldn't have two chins. It is kind of true. You can't debate that, whether you like him or not. He's out of shape.
He's going off tonight.
He's going off tonight. He
can't even shoot.
He can.
No. Like, I can shoot sometimes, too. Like, I get hot. Every once in a while, you give me enough games, I'm going to get hot, too.
He's a high-volume shooter.
Oh, wait. Dan and Slater's IM team in the men's standard competitive division really needs some playmakers. If you are out there and you're not on a team and you're good at basketball, I am begging you to join our team.
We could legit really use someone. It's also, we're good guys. We'll make you laugh. Maybe exactly. I'll you know.
Also make you feel pain.
We'll push you.
Push you past your limits. Yeah. Past my limits.
Raps in 25 seconds. Ready?
You want me to rap in 25 seconds?
Yep.
Is the beat gonna change or is it over there?
Yeah, it's gonna change. 15 seconds.
Alright. I'm ready. I can't, there's no way for me to like think of something before. Like the heads up didn't really help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, topic would be nice.
Batman.
No, because I already did it. I need to just be new.
Okay. Batman versus Superman.
I say Batman.
No, wait, I got something.
3, 4. Hit me up with something, boy.
Okay.
Running out of time.
Hit me, damn,
separation of church and state.
Yo, separation of church and state. Show up late to the date, feeling great. Name is Slate. I put the bait on the line. She looking fine. I toss a dime her way. She says I'm gay. I say ole ole. Move the red flag. Look like a dad when I let my pants sag. Rad. And now I'm rapping to the beat. Keep my cipher complete. Ain't no meet and greet. Stinky feet. All I do is sheet. She said she don't even have a teat. It's Lee.
Malia Obama.
Was that the next topic?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Obama killed Osama. I might just get Aaliyah, Malia. That's a hard one. I know nothing
about her. A pet chia. Chia.
Nothing around Malia. Malia Obama. She's a cool girl, though.
Sophia.
I respect her. Sophia Vergara. Shout out to her because she's related to Luis Carlos.
She's not related to him.
She is.
Her parents, no. Her parents are business partners. You are lost.
I've told so many people.
She's Colombian too. They got to be related. That's racist, Slater.
No, I remember Luis telling me that they were related or something. I guess
Slater,
you live in your own reality.
You're a shell of your former self.
Eighth grade self.
I was in eighth grade. I'm pretty happy right now, but the amount of happiness that transpired through my weak veins in eighth grade will never be matched. Maybe on my wedding day, I'll feel that same kind of connection to reality and Earth.
Can you tell us what happened or not over the airwaves?
Probably not over the airwaves. Okay. Short story long. Short story long. I had a group of friends, and those friends were like to have a good time. And people heard out about it, and...
Heard out about it.
And one thing led to another, and I was running New York.
Not the Lower East Side.
Kendrick and me... No, definitely...
You think it's Lower East Side.
I live in the Lower East Side.
It's not quite Lower East Side. 19th
and Park... that is Lower East Side.
Alright.
Don't come to my house and murder my family.
No, I've
been the thing about New York, you can tell them what street you live on, but it could be like 100 different apartments, right?
That is true. Yep. A lot of information missing.
Whose idea was the elephant wallpaper?
Elephant wallpaper in my house?
Yeah.
My mother. She does all the decorations and things. The family dynamic. My dad eats the pasta and watches the Knicks. My mom cleans and does Soul Cycle. Logan's trying to get into college, and I'm kind of sad with Joe.
Yo, you remember the one time I visited you? It was like your mom had gotten pepperonized, and your mom had burned herself or something.
I remember that was so funny. Danny and I balled in New York, and then he's like, I really just want to come up for a second. Like, no, he just like wanted to
meet
see
your family.
No, it was nice.
New York, hanging out with you.
I ditched on you the day before too.
You're a terrible person, Slater.
I'm not, but yeah, he popped up and my mom had pepper in her eye, and it was kind of weird. Yes. You can do whatever you please.
I mean, keep it rational.
Yeah, only in context. Everything is contextual. Interdimensional.
Rap on this.
You want me to rap on this now?
Yeah. Rap right. about the beach.
The beach?
Yeah. I feel like this is a beach beat.
I ran into my homeboy. I said, what's the sea? She said, catch me on the sand. You know I'll be at the beach. I went swimming for a minute, got a leech. She sucked all my blood out my thumb. Now I'm numb.
I'm always numb.
Mom, my mom says she has no memory of meeting you.
That's really nice.
I know, like, what? Mom,
is she listening in?
Yeah.
Mrs. Stark, I will be meeting you this summer many times.
Yeah, like that is just pretty disrespectful. You gotta, like, remember Danny Boy.
No, I'm from Michigan, but I visited Slater. I visited New York with the plans on seeing Slater. And it was my birthday. No.
It
was
Slater. Slater.
Shut up.
All right.
Slater and I had plans, like, 2 weeks earlier to watch Game 5 of the finals over the summer together. He texted me. I texted him, like, a week beforehand. We still on for the finals. He said, yeah, I'm actually going to a house party. And I was like, he's like, you can come if you want. So I was like, I'm not going to know anyone at the party. Well, he's like, no, haha. I was like, yeah, okay, I'll pass.
You're like,
okay, let's ball another day. And then I texted on my birthday. I was like, yeah, we ball today? He's like, yeah, sure. I am in the process of hailing a cab going 20 blocks downtown to the Lower East Side. I got a text from Slater. It says, yeah, sorry, I got a bail. Don't feel good. It was my birthday.
I messed up. I
woke up at 8:30 a.m. on my birthday to play ball with you.
Oh, we got a caller. Joe looks concerned. Whoever is calling in right now.
Song?
Oh, it's just this is a song request. We don't usually get these.
Yeah, what? You just any of the above?
I mess up, people. Like today, after the basketball game, I said some regretful things, and I pissed Danny Boy off a little bit.
It's okay.
And it's all right, though. We move past it because we're strong.
That's why we need a playmaker.
What's your name?
Slater, you are awful. Why am I fucking awful, Mom? I love you. Stop. Don't say these things.
Kevin, I got you. We're going to have you a love song on the radio.
Who's this?
Unreliable.
Who's calling?
Not unreliable.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Joseph, who's calling?
I think it's Kevin.
Kevin.
Our Kevin?
Just Kevin. The caller ID said anonymous.
Oh, wait.
Also, sorry, Alex, you can call again.
Not Kevin.
I don't know!
And when you hung up on Dobbs?
No. It was two calls at the same time. What am I supposed to do? I'm not a secretary.
I got a text from Dobbs. I tried.
Call
Dobbs.
Call again. I was just taking a call.
Call again, Dobbs.
I'm supposed to find a love song. I don't think I have love songs.
What?
Is it supposed to be like a 5 second delay on my headphone feedback?
No.
No, it's immediate.
Alright, well, we're freeballing it.
That's what we always do. We freeball. You don't even really need headphones. How does that feel?
Yeah. Oh, now he's on.
Can you put on speaker?
Yeah, he should be on.
Dobbsy?
You hear that? That's it.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Hey.
How you doing, big guy?
It's good to be.
You know what? I'm doing just splendid. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Milk is liquid cheese.
How's the radio show going?
It's going good. You're on air. This is one of the few times you have the ability to talk to everyone in the world. What would you like to say to them? What's your big message, Ozzy?
You know, I've thought about this, and I wanna quote an idol of mine. He's a prophetic, you might say, prophetic poet. His name is Royce da 5'9".
Oh yeah.
And so I'm going to read his scripture. And just kind of ask you guys, you know, what your thoughts are. So, an interesting quote that I found is, you wind up in a room full of my dogs, while having you feel like a fire hydrant in a room full of dogs. So come now, get pissed on, shitted on,
yes.
Tough talk turns to, can't we all just get along? So, given the turbulent nature of today in America, what do you, how do you, what do you, how do you, what do you, How do you think this relates?
People getting pissed on every day, homie.
R. Kelly was a visionary.
Thank you for bringing that to the attention of the radio show.
You're amazing,
to,
Dobbs.
That over.
For those who don't know, Dan and Dobbs are roommates.
Yeah, we live together. A lot of acrimony in that room, but we make it work.
Big
you
words.
Said that word already today.
Hey, Dobbs.
Yeah.
You my world, bro.
You my world, bro.
Can say it over the airwaves. Feels so good.
Oh, man. Now the whole world knows.
That's right.
This All is right, Kevin's
well,
song.
If I'm going to leave you guys, I just want to let you know that I witnessed a friend of mine throw up onto my hand about 30 seconds ago. So
while you were talking to us, this happened?
No. Because I would have reacted probably a bit more noticeably.
True.
But it did happen. And so take that as a message that expect the unexpected. You know, one day you might be going about your business and then some fuckwit throws up on your hand.
Yeah, unexpect the expected.
Yes, unexpect the expected. So, yeah. I just wanted to leave you with that.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
Wait, let's hear from the man himself. This is a radio show. We're on live right now. What's good? What show is this?
Oh my gosh. Is this Bothwell?
Wait!
Yeah!
Whoop, whoop, whoop!
Oh my god.
Adam, tell the people what's the most important thing in your life to you, and what's the most important thing that you can do while at Lafayette?
The most important thing in my life is family.
That's
whether
good.
It's from the fraternity, whether it's from to my friends, which I would say is more my chosen family, I would say it's absolutely family. The most important thing I can do at Lafayette is further my endeavors and becoming a better person to be around those people and by developing my relationships with them. Thank you. Have a good night.
That's a beautiful answer, Adam.
Wow, drop the mic.
I'm getting that tattooed on my neck.
Yeah, that was great.
Thanks for calling in, Dobbs.
Thank you,
Dobbs.
Yeah,
man. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
You know what? Have a night that's as smooth as the ocean and that can be as rough as the earth, you know?
Get that hand washed, all right?
Alright, I'll see you guys soon.
Nice.
Bye now.
Joseph.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I think there should be 1 week that you should just play In the Arms of an Angel on repeat for the entire duration of the show.
Yo, my brother's tuning in. You want to shout out
my brother? My brother's tuning in as well. Families, how
I'll tell my brother to tune in.
Family is the most important thing. Bothwell's
right about that. That was actually kind
of
deep.
I want to try and think of something.
An important message?
Yeah, something about family. Here's a something, and this is off the jet.
Yes.
We talk about how human beings are social creatures. Humans are drawn to each other. Think about how planets are also drawn to each other. Gravity brings objects together. In Interstellar, Anne Hathaway goes on this awful Hollywood contrived rant about love, but maybe part of it is true in the sense that just like humans are drawn together, planets, objects, and space are drawn together. Maybe there's a connection there. It's all about family.
No, that would be gravity.
The galaxy is family. The galaxy is a family.
Intimacy equals proximity. There's no such thing as love. It's an abstract concept that we've made up, but the nice thing about it is you can give as much as you want because it's not real.
I don't really like that. Whether love is real or not, you can still really mess with someone, and that's like the same thing. Whether if you really mess with someone...
You can really mess with someone.
Do you think time is linear?
Yeah, okay, Slate.
Do you think time is linear?
No. I don't know.
No, it's the opposite of linear. It's like triangle.
Time is
like circular?
No, triangle.
Like obtuse?
No, it's a triangle.
Time is just like the visual world.
Slater,
it only exists in your
chip.
Mind.
The chip?
Yeah.
Well, last year, about my first semester into college, I maybe learned the most important thing I'm going to learn in college. And that's that there is a chip that you can place inside someone and you can take away their free will. And it's perhaps the most important thing that exists. It's not God, but I call it God because it does what God does. Is it? That's the question we've been asking ourselves. I've been looking for it. Yeah, but Megan Masto, thank you for just straight up shout out. That was a great class. You opened my mind to a whole new way of thinking. And
classes.
Yo, I figured it out.
Philosophy.
Here's the connection. The chip is love.
The chip is love, which is family, which is
ba,
galaxy.
Ba ba.
It all connected.
Boom. There it is.
Joseph's taking a Snapchat.
That's hot.
I hope when we act out one of our scripts tomorrow, I can choose mine and do Chubby's speech with TJ.
I don't think it's gonna be yours.
It's probably not, but it's like, it could be.
Okay.
Yo.
Can you say that again for us?
Life can only be understood if it is
met. I can't hear you.
Yo, yo.
Slater, you know this guy.
Do I?
Yo, yo.
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 Is this Logan?
Will the Knicks go to the NBA Finals?
Will the Knicks? No, they're not going to go to the NBA Finals.
You said they're going to the Conference Finals. Are you standing by that pick?
No, because Joakim Noah has a hernia. That's why he won't tell people that he has a hernia. That's why he's not playing good. He
was $72 million hernia.
Yeah.
Damn.
We put your next 2 years college education on the Knicks making the final.
Is this Dad?
Is this? Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Daddy, how you doing?
Family. This is the family show.
Hey. We're chill. We're listening to your music as background to the Knicks losing the Western.
Yeah, I'm curious. What do you think of the music selection on the show?
We're liking it.
Yeah, it's a little different than the normal stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like the Barry Manilow and the Beach Boys I usually listen to.
Yeah, I've actually been listening to the Beach Boys recently a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm not. I've been listening to them. Joshua, you don't know me.
Three kids got expelled from Browning Fest.
Repeat that?
Three kids got expelled from Browning Fest.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, for what?
They stole $2,000 from Liam West.
Ooh, that's hilarious. Well, who'd they steal money from?
Like the pop singer in the ninth grade.
Wait, is this Logan?
Yeah.
Logan, I want to talk to you about the videos that Slater showed me that you made.
Talk to me about them.
I wasn't a fan.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought the childbirth scene was over my head.
Yeah.
Logan, defend your work.
It was genius.
I thought it was genius.
You might be right. The
The little
you guys walk through the city in suits, I was vibing with that more.
What?
The one where you did about Brownie, like outside the red doors, where you're walking around with Hunter and you're walking to the billboard. Danny Boy liked that one.
I thought that Dan was in the Navy.
Different Dan.
It's a different Dan, Logan. Think. Yeah. You're going to call into the show, you might as well think.
Okay.
Okay.
How's your knee?
Average at that.
Is it? How's the recovery process?
It's over.
Oh, you are all healed up?
Do you consider yourself 100% at this point?
No, but I'm as healed as I'm going to get.
You should email Jabari Parker. He knows exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, he has them both knees. Or, no, twice in the same knee.
Yeah, no, so he's got more of a gripe with his knees.
Fuck the other call. Logan, Joseph really wants you to come up and spend a weekend here. Would you actually do that? Would you, like, take a train up and chill for a weekend?
Who's calling? Yo, my brother's coming next weekend.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yo, all of our brothers are coming at the same time.
Yeah, we can have a family show. This has been the family show.
Yeah, we lost him. I messed up.
That's all good.
I'm sorry, Logan. Yo, who we got?
Yo, this is JJ, Daniel's brother. I was told to call in.
Yo, what up, JJ?
Oh, JJ, how we doing?
I'm Slater. My brother just called in. This is like the family show. This is fantastic.
This is family. We found a theme for tonight's episode.
We were just talking about family, and now we got the family.
Wait, are you guys... Is there like a delay? Why are you guys not... How is this going on?
Yeah, there's a delay. There's a 12-second delay between the transmission. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Can you turn them up a little bit?
I request a song.
Tell the audience about yourself a little bit though.
Yeah, you can.
Oh man! All right. I'm Dale's brother. I'm JJ. I go to Bates College. I'm a senior.
What's your greatest
and I'm
fear?
I'm cooler than my brother.
What's your greatest fear?
What'd you say? My greatest fear, probably like climate change. Honestly, climate right change. Now.
In 20 minutes, yep. I'll be your greatest fear.
That's noble. You know, you're looking out for the world. My greatest fear is being stabbed by a short man that looks weaker than me.
My greatest fear is bugs entering all of my orifices and me suffocating to death.
Wow, you know, actually, those are kind of scary.
Like, feeling the bugs, like, the wings, like, beating against my lungs.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Crazy shit.
Let's talk about philosophy.
About love.
How would you respond to those who are supporting moral relativism?
How do I respond to those who are supporting moral relativism?
Yeah. You're
taking a class on that or something right now?
No.
My response would be that a moral relativist version of morality just doesn't achieve anything, and it's just an empty concept, because if it's just all relative, it's not normative in any way.
Respect.
So then, useless. How do you decipher what the normative morals are that are objective?
If it hurts someone or not.
Are you a nihilist?
I'm a nihilist.
No, I think there definitely are. Really? No, I disagree.
So
I think
how would morals arise then, other than what you know and relative to your own existence?
I don't think that I know or we know necessarily what the actual normative facts are, but I do think they exist. That's my stance.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
In our journey to find these objective facts, we improve as a species.
Word.
Yeah, and that's why it's okay that you don't know all the facts, because the search for them is, that's what morality is, and we're still improving. I think it's just really hard to say that we haven't made moral progress, and then you have to believe in actual normative morals if you think we've made progress.
Exactly. One more topic, and then we gotta speed along here. You have a thesis that just hit the shelves recently.
Give me an elevator pitch about your thesis to entice the viewers into reading that, because honestly, I haven't read it either. Okay, my thesis is, it's an ethics thesis, and it's about the situation in Israel, which just got worse today because of what Donald Trump said.
What'd he say?
He said that, quote unquote, I don't think a two-state solution, something like a two-state solution might not be the right idea.
So this thesis...
My thesis is basically that a two-state solution is the right idea. But that's obvious. It's just, to me at least. But the ethical work that's done to back it is kind of what my thesis was.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah.
See you over the weekend. You're still coming, right?
Yes.
You coming up this weekend?
Can I request a song?
Yeah. What it is.
I think rain was the oldest form of music. It's probably what inspired music.
Or waves.
Percussion. I think slugs know everything, but they don't know how to communicate it.
Okay, how about that song? Oh, did we lose the connection?
No, he's still here.
JJ.
He's thinking.
No, he's gone. He's gone now.
Oh, shoot. JJ, you can text me what song you want if you really want to hear it. But thank you for joining us.
I look forward to meeting you this weekend. I am going to take you to the basketball court and the secret tennis court where I take confused people. And I'm going to take you to the gym and the Wawa.
Oh, wait, hang on. Here's
JJ. He's confused.
He says...
code word.
I want to request Waves by Kanye.
No. Classic. No, you actually don't get Kanye. I've made a rule before this show started that Kanye does not get played on my show. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. No, that came off as harsh. I'll make an exception.
I understand that rule.
Explain your gripe with Kanye.
I think that Kanye is overplayed. I think he's overhyped.
Okay, hear me out.
His raps annoy me.
And I'm not a proponent.
Change the facts.
I'm not a Kanye supporter necessarily. Well, how would you respond to my claim that Kanye, back with the Graduation, was making great music?
Oh my gosh, everyone just brings up Graduation.
And now he's turned into a gimmick.
I think that's true.
I will honestly say
that's true, because his old stuff was good. But his voice was always annoying. Like, the way he raps, he's like, you think this, yeah, I'm so hot, yeah, I got all these, just, yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. What is he doing, man? Like, that's not flow. This sounds like you've got a disease and you're like some old man from New York who like watches way too much baseball.
That's Logan says ultralight beam changes his life.
Do you realize I'm telling you what, the Mets are going to win it this year.
Do you realize Kanye West is probably one of your regular listeners and you just lost a fan for life?
I hope I did.
Well, this is some fire stuff we got coming on here.
Is that one of your goals in life, to make Kanye West cry?
Ciotti, if he's listening, I doubt it, said that his professional aspiration is to work with Kanye. I think it's a little overreaching, but you know that's what he wants to do. So Tino's listening, I believe in you.
Slate wants to hit it.
Wait, is Wade
hit it, Slate? We will.
Yo, okay.
Tony Sinatti hit the body in the Mustang Miata. Drive off like I was in a Bugatti.
Wax
she
on,
a
wax
body
on.
With a body. I said I haven't cleaned that yet. It's kind of rotty. I built her a sandwich, of which it does not glitch. Let me give you the pitch to tell you the sitch. I just made a movie. I just went tootie tootie. Take it to Ruby Tuesdays on Wednesday. Next thing you know, that's hearsay. Blase, blase, quasi.
You just diced up a nice beat.
I did. This is such a good beat. Like, I was looking forward to this. I knew this was on here and it was hot. The first one was good back in the minute.
Yeah, I still got more beats. Don't worry about
it. I'll make up for it.
Slater Stark, is your middle name the Dice Master?
No, it's Daniel!
Is it really?
Yeah, Slater Daniel.
We've talked about this
before. Have we?
Do you know what my middle name is?
No.
Yes.
Daniel Blank Coffin. Daniel John.
Bah.
Gianni.
No, it's a Jewish figure.
Oh, Cleveland. The classic Cleveland.
70% of that Judaism.
Is it Daniel? Is your name Daniel Daniel?
Is it like ladies and gentlemen, the worst guest possible. Slater, what is your guess? Yeah, it's biblical.
Biblical?
Yeah.
So Jeremiah?
No.
Josiah?
No, it doesn't end in Iah.
Isaac.
Elijah.
You look like this. Can I call you Elijah from now?
Well, it's actually just Eli, but I wish it was Elijah.
Yo, you kind of could pass for an Eli.
I don't like that name.
Fair enough.
No offense to my cousin if he's listening.
You know what's kind of crazy that I thought about today? I've known you for a long time now, and I've called you Danny Boy consistently and never Daniel. I've never called you Daniel or Dan. I just call you Danny Boy every day nonstop.
No one at home ever called me anything but Daniel, so.
Well, that's a damn shame, because Danny Boy is a great name.
Alright, I want to talk about, something.
What did you do?
Slater, what do you want to talk about? Ask me a question.
I want to ask you a question. Okay, I'll ask Danny Boy a question. Danny Boy's a question. We've been here for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I think we have a pretty good thing going on. But like, and we've talked a lot about like
this two-man thing.
Yeah, this two-man thing we got going on here. Yeah. And what is like the biggest, most pressing issue in your life that is imposed upon you because you go to Lafayette College and not a different institution?
Okay, my issue with the school or my issue with my own life?
Just personal because of the school.
For me, it's the fact that I don't wear Vineyard Vines and I feel like I stick out.
That's fair.
Cause I don't own any Vineyard Vines.
I would say, being from Michigan, I feel like maybe Joey would not really have to be from Baltimore. Being not from the tri-state area, I feel very out of place, but at the same time, it has sort of reestablished my like personal identity in the sense that everyone I knew growing up was from Michigan, so now it's like it's a thing to be from Michigan. It's not like what is water to me. So that's not a problem, that's actually kind of more of a good thing that this school is probably. So I don't know. I guess I came to college to meet a lot of different kinds of people, and I feel like this school sort of has a crippling issue with a little bit of a lack of diversity, or at least diversity that coalesces.
Nah, the majority of people are definitely very similar.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed to trash this school in this school.
No, you can. I'm pretty sure I got
that's
the wrong version
want,
of Waves.
Diversity.
Are we gonna get that song? Ask.
No, this is supposed to be it.
This is supposed to be it? Okay.
Oh, it was a remix.
Remixes are either the best things or the worst things. Nothing in between.
Is that yours?
Yeah, Logan says it's hard to hear us.
Because you guys chill
Logan
12 inches back from the mic and then you lean in all of a sudden and it clips. And you got me over here freaking out.
All right, one more question, and then I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay. Joseph, you got a question?
I'm just wondering how Henry's doing back there.
Who asked the first question?
That's the question. Who asked the first question?
Like, was the first thing...
Who done it?
I want to know, like, the first grammatically constructed sentence. Was it a question or a statement? Was it like, I'm hungry, or was it like, what's this?
Most likely
this?
A statement, because if you're making it, the first one, you can't
probably a disagreement about a statement.
Else. Yeah, something like that.
I heard language was invented so that humans could lie.
Why did you put red shoelaces on your boots?
I didn't. These boots came like this.
Why do you not change them? Do you like it?
I kind of do, but now that everyone's telling me they're bad, maybe I should change them. Plus, I saw another kid at a party who was wearing the same boots, and when I'm looking at them on someone else, I don't like them so much.
Yeah,
So if anyone out there has an extra set of laces that would go with these brown boots, they're not Tim's, though. I'm going to stress that. They are not Tim's. Repeat, not Tim's.
Why is it... Listen,
the point of Tim's is to match.
Why are Tim's such a thing? Why is that all over?
Why are bean boots such a thing? Because they're just... People are scared. They want to play it safe at all times.
Tim's to keep a bitch.
I mean...
group mentality.
Yeah.
Polarization.
They want to play it safe all the time.
It's not like they're really comfortable or good looking or anything.
Exactly. When I rock my Toms out here, people are like, yo, what is that kid doing? Yeah, exactly. I kill it. Alright, I just want JJ to know
you should
that my iTunes
shoe.
Isn't working now.
Oh,
that
JJ,
I played
you're
that
still
silly
listening.
Song.
Sorry.
Here we go.
I want to live Say underground to for some point of my
life. You
want
me to rap again? Danny, but throw me a topic that's actually reasonable.
Okay, Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yo.
Or Batman versus Superman.
I don't know anything.
You don't know what the Cuban Missile Crisis is?
How about Batman?
Okay, alright, here we go. Wolves.
Yeah, that's easy. I don't know anything about... Yeah, wolves. Yo, a wolf, yo, is just a big dog. I hit the 3 in the first quarter. They called me a ball hog. Yeah. Oh, we got a caller. All right, I was going to go off, but...
Rap battle with the caller.
Now, let's see who called in. Probably some ignorant ass. I shouldn't be cursed.
Dare you.
Yeah.
I feel like Nandini.
What's up?
Is that Jamie?
What's up?
Yes, it is.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm so good, bro.
Jamie is one of the more interesting minds at this school, I can guarantee. But I feel like a lot of people don't know Jamie. So, Jamie, introduce yourself.
He's a lawyer.
Hi, guys. I'm Jamie. I'm a sophomore. I love law.
That's great, man.
Jamie, do you want to get into law, right?
Yeah. Big law guy.
What about law attracts you so much? Like, why is that your passion?
I don't know, man. I just feel like there's a lot of potential to do good for other people, you know?
Yeah, but you could also get the bad guys off. It's whoever pays more, right?
No, man. I want to be a public defender. It's all about just making sure people are represented, you know?
That's fair enough, but you're not going to get to choose who you defend.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the plan, Johnson.
All right, Jamie.
You know, that's very respectable.
Jamie, you are a very philosophical guy, a deep thinker, a conversationalist, and a wise guy. So, any sort of commonly accepted social or otherwise ideology that you just kind of want to rant about? Because I know there are plenty of them that I feel like I don't have a platform other than just like my pillow to yell at about. So this is your chance, man. Any gripes?
What grind your gears?
There's a lot of things that grind my gears, but honestly, boys, that'll have to wait for another time.
Because
I got a paper due in like 5 hours.
This show will teach you more about whatever discipline you're writing about than any dictionary, any schmoop, any possible resource you could find on the internet or in yourself. This
any
show will
schmoop.
Teach you more.
All right, boys, then maybe you can answer this for me. Do we have an obligation to obey the law?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I think on one end, you have an obligation to obey the law if you want a self-regulating society that isn't filled with shoplifters and just assholes. But on the other end, you know, blacks did not have an obligation to follow the law during the Civil Rights Movement, because if they did, we wouldn't have made any progress.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But, like, people in the Civil Rights Movement, right? If they break the law, that's probably a good thing. It's similar
to the breaking of rules is what
but
needs to
change.
But
should they be treated like criminals then?
Is
breaking an unjust law the same as breaking a just law?
You know, I would say that it's actually not. But to follow that, I would say that any law, it's you don't have an obligation to follow it. You have an obligation to pay your taxes, and whoever's job it is that gets paid from tax money is there to stop you from doing illegal things. I mean, if I were to stop doing illegal things, I'd be putting them out of a job, right?
And, right. Oh, I agree.
And the thing is, if I had an obligation to follow the law, then there wouldn't be punishments for me not following it. What happens is I am in a deal with the government where they're going to lock me away if I don't follow their orders. I don't have any obligation to them. I just have an obligation to go to prison if they catch me breaking it.
Right.
Interesting.
But I think the obligation we're talking about is not so much an obligation because there's a threat. I think we're talking about a moral obligation, you know?
But you don't believe that moral obligation is present, though.
I think that there's always a moral obligation inherent in the law. I just don't think that we should... I think that there's different classes of people who break the law. Yeah, there's people who don't pay their taxes because they're lazy, because they're selfish, whatever. But then there's people who break unjust laws, like segregation laws. And those people are different. And I think you
got to
treat people differently. What do you think,
Slater?
I think I agree with Josque. All laws are not created equal, but you don't have the obligation to do anything. You just got the obligation to go to prison if you mess
you have,
up.
You have the obligation to accept the reality that you don't have to follow the law, but if you don't follow the law, you're going to prison.
Yeah, you just
got to
know you're taking
works.
A risk. Like, it's like playing Texas Hold'em. You're not going to win, but like...
Jamie, I think when I get back, we have to have a conversation about capitalism, because that always leads us to good places.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great.
All right. Great. Great to hear from you, Jamie.
Enjoy
thanks
the
for calling in.
Show.
Thank you, Jamie.
Best of luck on your essay.
All right. Thanks, bro.
Bye, James.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
What are your biggest regrets?
My biggest regrets?
Coming here. Ooh. Not actually, because I met Slater.
My biggest...
Stag.
I don't even know. I don't have that, like, too many big... My biggest regret is probably not taking school as seriously in high school as I should have at certain points, and now because of that I limited my options of colleges and whatnot. But I've done a pretty decent job with some shit, I think.
Do you want to know my biggest regret?
Sure.
Why not?
In high school, there was this teacher and he was really weird, and I wanted to just not blackmail him, but just send him weird stuff in his mailbox, just like every day, just put the lyrics, like print out the lyrics for Hurt by Johnny Cash and just put them in his mailbox every day.
Oh my gosh.
But I never did that, and I regret it, because that would have just been a great story. And like, it would have been like a very like unfulfilling prank, because I wouldn't have seen his reactions, but I know I would have been doing something.
You would have seen his demeanor change.
Yeah.
I have a story. It's from high school. It's not one of my biggest regrets, but I feel like it should be one of my friend's biggest regrets. Let me take this mic off. This is good for me. Alright, anyways, I had a friend in high school whose name was Michael Bova.
Bova!
And,
wow.
Good guy. And, Bova was the kind of that kid, you know, we made fun of him, and, like, you know, it was all in good fun, though, but he was sort of like the kid we made fun of. And, great kid, don't get me wrong. But, anyways,
great kid.
In case he's listening, how are you, Bova? And, anyways, one day, he comes back from his spring break, right? He's all tan, he's wearing his jacket. He takes off the jacket, and he's wearing a new shirt, brand new shirt, like fresh off the press at Daytona, wherever, I don't know where he was. And it has a woman in a bikini on it, and it says, "Bad decisions make great stories." And we made fun of him for this so hard, never saw the shirt again, and that was a bad decision by Bova, and now it has made a great story, so... So there you go.
He became a better person. Now he knows that probably, he can't wear shirts that say things.
Maybe like that wasn't a great story. I didn't get the reaction I was really hoping for.
The people at home are going crazy.
Yeah, no, exactly.
They're rolling on their floors right now. They're rolling on the floors.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know how, like, you see strangers, like, just on the subway or just, like, walking around, and, like, they stick in your mind, and you, like, just keep popping your head, and you, like, kind of have
acid friends.
Like, situations in your head. Not even, like, romantic ones. Just, like, I don't know. You just keep thinking of that person. Like, that weird dude. Or, like, that cool dude.
The acid friend.
Realize, like, you've been that person for people. Interesting. Whether, like, it's happened.
I have heard a theory that, from, like, neuroscientists, that if you saw... Joe, maybe you could speak to this, being a neuro major. That if you saw yourself...
He's not a neuro major.
You're not? I thought you were.
Psych. I used to be a neuro major, but OCAM came around and smacked me around a bit.
Oh, you adopted one.
Gave me a domination I'll never forget.
Anyways.
He's a major in sockless shoes.
I heard somewhere someone say that if you saw yourself in real life, like, not through a mirror, barely even recognize yourself, because
it's
it would
true.
Be so strange to see yourself with your own eyes.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yep. I've heard that.
Do you know if you're able to achieve lucid dreams
on my own show?
you can tell you're in a lucid dream because the characters in your dream cannot do complex math. You can ask them to do, like, what's 4 plus 5, and they'll say 9. But if you say, like, what's the square root of 12 or something, they'll say, like, that question
but
is...
But once you're at the point where you can ask questions to people and say a question like, oh, can you do complex math to see if you're in a lucid dream, yeah. You would already be in a lucid
no,
dream.
No, 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 I mean, yeah, no, 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 you can create... No,
that's how you identify you're in a lucid dream.
No. You have to be already, like, you have to know you're in a lucid dream, but, like, you can create characters, you can approach characters. Also, you can talk to characters in your lucid dream to learn about your subconscious self.
I've had lucid dreams before. When I nap after class last year, when I napped after class, I would have legit lucid dreams. I had a dream. I woke up in my home on my living room floor, but all the art was different. It's craziness.
What do you do?
Just like walked around and shit and like realized I was in a lucid dream. By the time I like understood what was happening, I woke up.
I had a lucid dream inside a dream.
I never do anything cool in my dreams because I spend all my time getting high. You know, once you're in a dream and you can just have an unlimited weed, you're just gonna sit around and smoke, right? I mean, maybe that's just me.
Crazy, man. Dude, I just want to smoke.
Don't fall asleep.
Jesus. That's that low fidelity.
I wonder if my parents.
Good morning, everybody. It is 12:01 a.m.
No, it's not.
Oh, my computer's 4 minutes fast.
11:57.
We've talked this entire episode. That's something.
I know.
Zoom, zoom.
One more question.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, to you?
Shoot. Or to anyone. Just one more question that's thoughtful and good. This clip just fell off.
That thing's a piece.
That's not the question,
though. I'm going to start complaining to WJRH about all the things that are broken in here. I'm going to leave a little list. See if somebody adds to it.
And we'll show them
what. How did the phrase falling in love come to be?
There was a small man with a big woman, and she fell on him, and they're like, I love you.
No, but just imagine, like, think of that concept. Like, I've heard of people who learn English as a second language, and, like, their whole concept of love changed when they heard the phrase falling in love, because that's what it feels like.
From all the people jumping off cliffs way, way back in the day. Broken hearts.
Could you imagine, like, all the different ways to say, okay, so, like, get this. In Portuguese, the way to say to fall in love is se apaixonar, which is the root word in that word is paixão, which means passion. So se apaixonar literally means to become passionate about, which is a really, really deep way. Like, yeah. My life goal is to fall in love in Portuguese.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's my all-time...
Meet a Brazilian woman.
Or just a girl who speaks Portuguese.
I don't think there are any Brazilian women on this
campus. I just want to become passionate about something.
I know, girl.
Something.
There's a Brazilian man, or Depp.
Is he? Oh, shout out, or Depp.
You're or Depp is Puerto Rican.
You got, like, you honestly, or Depp, listen to this.
No,
Yuri's
Brazilian. Yeah, yo, he lives in Cayman with me. Yo, or yeah. Depp, shout out, or Depp, his name is Pedro backwards.
That's true.
Because his father's name is Pedro.
Oh, my God.
Which is
so crazy.
The dopest...
He's got, he puts in hours, it's not like he's just naturally good at ball, too. He puts in work every time
he
goes to the gym.
Oh,
yeah. Like, shout out to our Depp, kid works.
He has the best work ethic, like, on this whole campus.
Respect the fuck out of him. Nah.
Yeah.
I hope he feels fulfilled. Hope is you.
How could you not?
About ball.
Yeah, damn right he is.
My stomach hurts.
I heard he's like the best ball player on campus. He's not big enough to make the team.
I think he might. He's the best guy in the IM.
He's more talented than anyone on the D1 team.
I don't know about that.
If he just had some height.
Step on the court. Exactly. Smacking him around. So throwing bows.
To you?
Oh my God.
I'll answer it if you want.
Oh my God.
All right. Question.
You're a whack.
Why is it that being up for something is the same thing as being down for something? Go.
Goes both ways.
Question is, if you know, the majority of kids that are millennials and younger play video games, and that's like a big activity, especially in like New York and cities and stuff where you can't go to the woods and stuff. So if you think if the video games were never,
you can't go to
they
the
didn't
woods?
Exist, and TVs didn't exist, and people were just never allowed to watch TV for whatever reason, what do you think the main activity that kids would do would be to like substitute the time they would have spent playing video games and watching TV? What would they turn to?
They would turn
just going food? Outside.
They would turn to reading. I would say.
Really? You honestly think that?
I think they would turn to reading because
these
the
kids
human
don't
mind
know how to read.
Is such a story-driven thing. People are so starved for narrative that if they couldn't watch TV, and that includes movies.
Sure.
Okay, so then if people didn't have movies or video games or television, I think people would read because they had such an innate need to be heard, be told stories.
that would be the only way they could find them.
I think they would fight.
That too.
I think people would be a lot more violent.
Jiu-jitsu, yeah. Like you're moving.
We got a lot of movies coming out. I want to say that the Odyssey of Passion for myself.
Kisaru.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Kisaru, watch
this.
Kisaru.
This is a real shout out. It's Daniel Kaufman is the YouTube page. It's called Kisaru. It's a journey of
that
Joe.
That was on your page.
You saw Kisaru?
Oh my! I was like the first one to watch it. I commented.
What'd you think?
I think it's life changing. I love the music and the camera changes.
That's all this kid.
I'm glad you liked it. So if you haven't seen Kisaru, go check it out.
Life,
you'll enjoy it. It's a little long winded at first. Considering
do you want to be best friends?
I honestly don't.
But it
sets the tone
Daniel,
for the entire
be best
piece.
Friends?
Let's do it.
Without the 4 minutes, it's not. There's nothing to it. It's the setup that matters. You get who Joseph is in those 4 minutes. It sets up the whole thing.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen Kisaru, go check it out. It's pretty good. Kisaru. Kisaru. My page is called Daniel.
Which Dan didn't want to name it. I said let's name it Kisaru because it's a dope name. It's special. It's what the movie is about. And he's like, no.
Okay, you're the ideas guy. And
I am.
You bring me an idea, and I say it's stupid, and then you drag me out kicking and screaming to film it, and then I film it, and it looks dope, and it has a dope idea, and we make magic.
Why do humans fear death?
Because why would you want to die?
Because we love life. That's why.
Why do we love life?
Because you can do stuff.
They just fear the unknown.
Everything bad that exists happens in life.
Joe's got an interesting...
The unknown causes people anxiety, and that's the largest unknown there is. And it's uncontrollable. Most of the time, you can stray away from it, but you can't stray away from death.
Joe's word is final.
Interesting.
But if you embrace it, you get new powers. Let go.
I'm not a big Fetty Wap fan, but this is a pretty cool song.
Baby.
Put it on for me.
My headphones have like a delay. It's weird. Yeah, put it on, baby. Oh, I can hear myself too. I couldn't hear myself before.
It's a special experience.
Oh, this is nice.
Can I hear myself? No, I can't.
Alright.
Is my microphone on?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been on. I'm gonna scream.
Danny boy, tell the people something really quick that they didn't think they needed to hear. But they do.
Okay.
A hard truth to accept.
Here's
if
a hard
you will.
Truth. If you could turn down the music just a tiny bit, it's hard to hear myself. Hard truth is alright. A hard truth is everyone says we don't matter. We don't matter, like we're just little specks of dust in space, little monkeys floating on a spaceship. I think that's, to use profanity, I think that's bullshit. I think it's a horrible argument, because in my life, I'm everything. I'm all I'm ever gonna know, I'm all I'm ever gonna be, as far as I know, and the humans, as far as my life goes, are everything. I'm never gonna leave the Earth, this is everything. I feel like we can't live, like, thinking about what's light years beyond that humans most likely are never gonna reach. We need to live understanding what we are, and that we are significant. So, if everyone says humans don't matter, garbage. We do matter. We are important. There you go. Last word.
Yeah. You know, even if the universe is just comprised of undifferentiated matter and identity doesn't exist, the thing is, instead of considering it being infinitesimal, that's not even how you pronounce the word, it doesn't matter. It's more like you're just unified with the whole thing. I like that viewpoint.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be really upset if, like, we wake up and, like, we were in someone else's dream.
Like, that would be
a bummer. If we were all in Slater Stark's little brother's dream right now, I'm gonna be really upset.
It's doubtful he's awake right now.
I wake up and I'm in Slater Stark's little brother's movie, I know my career has gone downhill real quick.
He can make it big.
I don't know. Could he?
Probably not. He doesn't want to get in the film.
Okay, what does he want to do?
Right now, I think he says he wants to major in, like, environmental studies.
Let's go,
he's one of those kids. I don't think he has a passion.
No. Most kids who don't have a passion.
If you don't have a passion, just do gender studies.
Here's a question for you guys that I was going to.
Shots fired!
I thought was good. Charles Bukowski said that you should only do something if you bleed it, if you're so passionate.
Hey, why don't you give us some of his other quotes?
Why don't you.
No, Josh, seriously, give us some of his other quotes.
Josh Coy's butthurt because I said
No. Please give us some of his other quotes.
I like to quote the man, and Josh Coy spends some time with me, and he hears the quotes.
No. Seriously, I really want you to say
Josh
all
Coy
of his quotes that you
has demons
in
his stomach, and when we sit on the stoop things leave his body and he doesn't like to tell other people about it.
Okay. Your idol's a misogynist.
Who's your idol?
Charles Bukowski.
Here's another Charles. There's a kid named Charles Nagley. He lives in Reuben. He's a transfer here. One of the more interesting guys you'll meet. Very straight arrow
stoic
guy. Stoic, but also, like, you know, doesn't pull punches, just real straight guy.
Yeah,
I feel like not a lot of people know him, so go out of your way to say hi to Charles. He's got
I live in Cayman. What room does he live in, Reuben? I'll show up.
Oh, that's not appropriate. But I lived in Cayman last year. What room did you live in?
206.
I lived in 305. Shout out to my roommate who lives in Europe now. If he's listening, Eval, I love you.
Eval.
Was the second floor lit last year?
The second floor sucked. The
second
floor
is
lit.
I lived on the second floor.
I know.
Yeah, it smelled terrible.
It was me, Santoro, Alex, and Pope. Yeah. It was dope.
The third floor was a
green squad.
We were the cul-de-sac.
First weekend,
the cult.
Two of the three sinks on the second floor were filled with vomit.
Bro, you guys party?
Of course.
It sounds like they go hard.
No, I don't actually. I sit at home and watch anime.
Yeah, Joe chooses the anime. And Joe, discuss how two-dimensional reality is superior to three-dimensional.
The 2D Master Race?
Let's hear this.
Okay, first of all, perks to anime girls. I have a real girls. No, listen to me, please. Let me make my point. They don't smell bad. They don't have bodily functions. They blush a lot. Cute voices. Crazy hair. Any color you want.
You can't hug them.
You saying I can't hug my waifu? You ever heard of a waifu pillow? All right, you can hug your waifu. Trump's gonna legalize it. Legalize that anime.
They squeak.
They do. They make like squeaky sounds.
Is that a positive?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think the list goes on and on.
Anime kind of, like, I'm a little taken aback by anime.
It's really weird at first.
Once you get over it, it's anime.
Really good story, right?
I think I don't mean to be, like, intolerant of other interests. To me, there's this weird, like, subtle fetishism with all kinds of anime.
Yeah, it's all, yeah.
I find it kind of repulsive.
I find it hilarious. I find it hilarious. Whenever, like, there's some really creepy, like, loli reference, like, it's lolicon everywhere, there's, like, little girls, and they're like, and there's, like, guys, like, blushing, they're like, oh, I can't handle these little girls running around. It's like, whoa, this is straight creepy. It's hilarious. And the other thing is, it really is the Japanese culture, just, like, like, this weird caricature of Japanese culture. It's like, these people really, like, dig this stuff. I want to be here.
People who like anime are either extremely cool or they're the weirdest people you ever meet. Nothing in between.
Where are you?
You'll never meet like an average guy who's just like, oh,
weird.
Yeah, I like this.
Weird.
I have a question for Slater.
I'll take a question.
Okay. Let me think of something.
Can I have my headphones back?
Yeah, those headphones are actually good. I have a really important story to tell about one of the most awkward moments of my life.
You got entangled, yeah.
It was my my freshman year of high school, and I thought, you know, when you're in a stall and you're just doing your thing, and you're like, I went to a small high school too, so like, you know everyone. And I was just like trying to see who the person was next to me, like I was trying to see their shoes. So like, I moved my head down, and I guess the other person had the same idea, and our heads met, like right at the bottom.
It's like Lady and the Tramp.
I didn't know the guy, and he didn't know me, and like,
oh, it was a guy.
We would see each other, and like, but we would never talk. We never talked. Never.
That's actually terribly awkward.
I'm trying to think of a question for Slater. I'm struggling though.
I'm ready to answer.
Too many people in my dorm used the bathroom with no shoes on, and it,
I don't
like,
use shoes when I go to the bathroom.
Well, stop doing that.
I live there. I'm not gonna fucking put on boots every time I need to go pee.
You know what people do in that bathroom floor?
I just kind of tune that out.
Oh yeah, you can tune it out all you want, but your immune system can't.
Well, cortisone can.
Okay.
Okay, here's a question for Slater. Slater, living from New York or being from New York, how are you going to acclimate to the inevitable move to the suburbs that you probably will have to do when you want to raise a family?
Slater's not gonna have a family. He has to meet a girl first.
What would make you think that if you have to, what? Why can't you raise a family?
I guess you got raised.
Well, first of all, New York's gonna be underwater by the time you have a family.
I honestly think that I'm probably, being a film major, the real shit is I'm probably not going to make enough money to live in the city, at least until I save some stuff up. So, I prefer to raise a family in the suburbs than I would in the city. People are kind of generally nicer, I think, in the suburbs. It's like a quiet, better lifestyle.
Okay,
I didn't particularly love the city.
Okay, here we go. So, I have a cousin. Her name is Alma. She's 9, I want to say. And she's from Manhattan. She lives on the Upper West Side. And, so she was talking to me. She was staying in my house. I live, like, total suburbia, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, she was talking to me, and she's like, your place where you live is so cool. I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you live in New York, and you get stuff to do every day. Like, you have famous people, you have culture, you have, you know, movement, you have this dynamic, like, cityscape. And she's like, you wake up, and you have a lawn, you have a yard, you know, it's not loud, people are nice. Where do you stand on this, this debate between city and suburbs?
I think I prefer to. I want something in between. I don't want so suburban like that. I feel isolated and I'm like away from society.
That's not suburban.
Rural is trash. What's the definition of suburban?
I live in a suburb inside of a city that's 190,000 people. But like the where I live, like I need it
to be defined.
Okay, I have like basically the nearest house to me is like 200 feet away.
Yeah, suburban is literally what the word is. It's suburban. It's right below the urban. It's right outside of the cities where all of the gentrified folk come from.
I see myself living in a small town or a small
move
city.
Into
just
the
like
city
a,
for the
a,
job.
Some kind of small community or some stuff like that.
Suburbia ruined the environment and the economy.
Okay, I also think that people who are from the city, not to generalize or be like judgmental, but people who are from the city, like, A, just get into, like, drinking and stuff way earlier. But secondly, and I mean, like, I'm from Michigan, so I didn't even, like, know what beer was until I was 18. And also, as people from the city, I feel like just have a very different outlook on things and are a lot more, like, I don't know what the word to use. It's, like, a little bit less reserved and a little less grounded, I would say. What do you think about that?
I don't want to talk
less about repercussions.
My mom is like not happy with my answers. She thinks she's getting all upset and shit.
Right.
I like the city. I'm not upset with the city, mama.
Miss
I love
Stark,
the city.
I don't mean to disrespect Slater, and certainly don't mean to disrespect
you. No disrespect. She doesn't feel disrespect.
If your mom's still listening, she heard that giant scream I let out earlier.
She did, and you probably scared her. You probably scared my mom.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on nudist resorts? There's one in my town.
I mean, do what you gotta do to be happy.
Yeah, it's America.
Like, Sunny Side or something.
I would not go to a resort. I'm not confident enough in my body.
I don't think that
nudity
should be illegal.
That's true, actually.
100%.
As weird as it sounds.
I don't need to be arrogant. I appreciate that. Thank you. Maybe with that instilling of confidence, I could go to a nudist resort.
Yeah, just show up. Just be like, I want a free trial. Just show up, make everyone feel bad, then leave.
All right, Joe, what do you have to say?
On the whole city thing? I'll say I'm from the middle of nowhere. I'm originally from the Baltimore suburbs. Moved to the middle of nowhere when I was about 7. And I'll tell you what. Kids do a lot of substance in the middle of nowhere because there is nothing to do.
Oh, yeah. Hillbilly's life is an interesting
guy. It's really, like, it's actually bad. And they're not exposed to anything. They live in a bubble. Definitely have a really strong sense of community. Like, you can't sneeze the wrong way because, like, everybody's gonna know you sneezed the wrong way.
Wait, where are you from?
Kent County, Maryland, baby.
Hey, you say Baltimore because it's close to Baltimore?
I'm originally from the Baltimore area.
Wait, you're from Kent County?
Kent County, Maryland?
My county is called Kent County.
Oh, really? That's lit, actually. Yeah, I went to Kent County Middle School, now I went to Kent County High School.
Oh, wow.
I was the first president of Kent County Middle School. It was a lot of fun.
Were you actually?
You were president?
Yeah, because it used to be Chestertown Middle School, and then they took all the middle schools in the county, and they put them all in one middle school.
And you were the president?
And I was the student president.
Were you popular? Did people like you?
I mean, some people liked me.
Enough people to vote you?
Enough people to vote me student government president.
Did you make any serious changes?
Nope. I just barely held it together, actually. I was with a bunch of screw-ups.
They're doing that substance.
Barely holding everybody's it together since middle school. That's my motto.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's a big heroin problem where I'm from. It's really horrible. People die all the time.
I heard there's like a developing heroin problem at my high school. My high school is like very calm, like not a lot of partying, like very grounded.
Right.
My roommate's from like the Jersey Shore, like straight up like 5 minutes from like Holly D's house and stuff. He said like 15% of the kids at his school do cocaine, which is crazy.
That's a large percentage.
Everyone at my high school drinks. I'm from a very, very, like, an old coal mine town. Everyone's either 60 and dying, or like everyone's either like a retired coal miner or like, I don't know. It's,
wait, where are you from?
I'm from like four. I was actually born in Easton, but I moved when I was like four.
Gotcha.
I grew up like in the town of Slatington. If you've ever seen a slate, like a slate chalkboard,
sounds kind of cool.
Probably from Slatington, either that or the nearby Slatedale.
Gotcha.
Very rural. I grew up on a farm.
Wow.
On a cul-de-sac, just on top of a hill.
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Like Confederate flags in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Dang. Oh yeah, like moonshine and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, the way to say dude where I'm from is bot. They say, hey yo there, bot.
Bot.
It's weird.
What slang have you picked up since coming to Lafayette?
Buddies. That's the biggest one. Not that I didn't know that word before, but my friend
in
Ben
what
Chaplin.
But like,
Ben,
you're my
if
buddy?
You're listening, I love you. No, he'll be like, yeah, me and my buddies are going to go, you know, go to the park this weekend.
That's just buddies is just synonymous with friends.
Well, I know, like, I never used that word before. I, like, kind of...
Rick?
Almost, I'm a couple months away from saying mad. Like, oh, that's mad funny. Get ass. Tree taps for the boys. Jibs for the boys.
Yeah.
Get ass.
No everyone, one, PJ and all these kids say goodnight moon. I don't really get that.
I like that.
I like it too, but
I like that.
I don't really get it.
You've never read the book Goodnight Moon? The children's book? You never had that read to
no,
you?
No, I think I have.
When
you
were young? It's got the really cool picture on the front.
Yeah, I have.
Looks like Home Shake art.
Is that a reference to that?
Yo, Joe, I've had another person text and say the background music is really loud. Maybe that's just the way you like it.
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. If you don't like the music, close your browser. Turn off my show. I don't want you listening to my show if you don't like my music. Thank you.
Okay.
My mom says she likes
Nathan.
Thank you, Ms. Stark.
What do they call tobacco where you're from?
Fugs.
Not enough people did it for it.
Really? Everyone calls it chaw, whatever. Which is the
that
most
just sounds a little ridiculous.
Sound just chaw.
No, we say smoking fugs. You want to go out for a fug? You want to go on a fug venture?
Okay.
I'm just out here fugging it.
Have you picked up any slang here, Joe?
You brought a lot of slang.
I brought a lot of slang. I don't think I really picked up whole lot.
I said dope so much nice, but I don't say it so much anymore. So it kind of makes sense.
The only term I really picked up here is one that I learned from my roommate last year, and that's toska, which is a Russian term for a strong desire for wanting to know what your desire is for. Like you there's just nothing for you, and you need something. No, he's a Colombian.
Yeah, interesting guy.
Luis Carlos.
Two first names. Luis Carlos
Balaguer Escobar.
Luisca.
If you have two middle names, then you have no middle name.
That's true.
Think about this. If you break a pencil in half, you have two pencils. But if you break a pen in half, you have no pens.
That's not true. The top half of the pen would presumably still also make
it. No, it wouldn't. It would, like, the whole thing would kind of just break. Yeah.
I've broken a pen.
If you break one pencil in half,
that's
you have
you're
three
ghetto.
Pencils. Because you can sharpen both ends of the one thing.
That's just one pencil.
Yeah, but if you have, say you have a paper, like, above and a paper below, you could technically, like...
What situation would that ever
that's
occur?
One. That's a double-sided pencil.
That's not important. I'm just
this is my bathroom
that.
Music.
Okay.
When I'm on the potty
fight
too long,
me, Daniel.
My stomach hurts.
How about we talk... Okay, Joe, are you pro-internet or anti-internet?
Pro-internet.
You're pro-internet?
Pro-internet.
Anime!
100% freedom. Do not touch the internet. Nobody has any right to regulate it. Do not touch the internet.
There's a giant snowball on the quad. I think we should bring it down.
I like... My English teacher, Professor Ian Smith, asked me in my last class yesterday about to write descriptions of ourselves as readers and the background we take into the books we read and how our like experiences affect that. And I wrote down a lot of things, and one of the first things I wrote is child of the internet age. I think that's like one of the defining characteristics of everyone now is like growing up in the internet age.
Yeah.
Even if you're like 25, the way you grew up is like completely absolute polar opposite to the way we grew up now.
If you want me to be honest,
I think people would be happier if there's less of it.
I think, yeah, but...
It's caused so much polarization.
We need someone to break up the monopolies that are running the internet, though. Google needs to be split in 8, 10, 15 parts. Apple needs to be taken down. Facebook is a joke. Verizon needs to get torn apart. All the ISPs need to get torn apart because they are raping you. Your internet speeds suck.
Your internet speeds suck. You pay way too much money for that. No. You should be getting at least a gig download speed a second.
I use Safari and Firefox and not Chrome just because I'm scared of Google controlling everything I do on the internet except just most of it.
Google watches what you do. They make sure that they change your search results to your personal settings. They make sure that they change your search results to what they want you to see.
It's kind of messed up. I was on Facebook and I saw that someone liked this brand of sunglasses, and the sunglasses like pitch was that they're not as expensive as designer sunglasses, but they're not like cheap $5 plastic shades. I was like, oh, that's an interesting idea. I clicked on it, I flipped through it, whatever. That was 3 weeks ago. I'm still seeing ads every time I go on the internet.
It's creepy.
Right?
Yeah, that's why I use a VPN all the time now.
Adult videos on YouTube because I know one day they're like Google's like someone's gonna like hack Google or something and release like everyone's internet history.
No, I don't care if
it's gonna be ruined.
They can know I watch porn. It's okay. But seriously, they how many people use Google as their search browser?
How many people have access to the internet, would you say? A billion?
Yeah, some more than that, two maybe. Billion? Yeah, okay. I don't know.
3 billion.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 billion.
Not that much.
No.
Unless there's another intelligent life.
I'd say at least half.
Maybe there's only like 10
people.
We're close to half.
Think about
access.
How many third world countries.
It's like in between 10 and a billion.
Hey,
maybe
you
want to
know like something really
good? But you consider that a lot of the world's population is in India and China.
And they have access to the internet.
No matter
how. What about like agrarian China?
Yeah. But I mean, is that where the majority of their population is?
No matter how much you try, there will always be a dog or an animal that speaks a certain language better than you.
Is that true?
Yeah,
really? That is true.
Like you could study like 20 languages, but still, like there'd be some like remote language in Indonesia where like there's a dog who just understands sit or stay or come.
Dogs are
better than you, and you don't know
in Indonesian.
What are your thoughts about eating quote unquote sentient beings?
Sentient beings?
I've had debates with some
dogs. What are sentient beings?
Who are vegetarians. Sentient beings like beings with logical reasoning with thought. Like,
eating vegetables is freaking murder, dude.
Okay,
anything that lives, if you eat it. No, don't say that's such a whoop. Because it has a nervous system, that's just a bunch of cells. It's just formed differently. If you are eating anything that was ever alive, you're a murderer, okay? So here's the thing, we're all murderers. You can eat whatever the fuck you want.
I think whole concept that you need to consume things to stay functioning is really just inefficient. Like, how do we survive? Like, really, truly intelligent life forms would be self-sustaining.
Yo, my friend says 3.2 billion. He looked it up.
Oh, that's.
He'd like to call in. Are we past the limit of?
We have one song left.
Oh,
TBH.
Sorry,
if he wants to call
Nathan.
In, but
next time.
If this person can sing along to the last song, then
I don't know if he can. I don't think he's much of a singer.
I would just put him on over the next song, but it's 21 Savage, so we're gonna jam out.
Okay, no, Nathan. Next time, man. I hope they have me back.
It's a good
hope
way
to see
it.
You soon. My friend goes to NYU, so we gotta hang out.
Danny boy, you're always welcome.
I got a friend that goes to NYU. Shout out Michael Cleary.
Ba 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 ba.
Bingo.
Okay.
Michael Cleary wants to design games.
That's cool. I'm going to make you guys give me your closing thoughts. Right. Oh, first of all, I want to finish up a thought I had earlier. Because there's 3.2 billion people on the internet?
Yep.
Most of them are using Google. When they search, when they get their information, they're getting the information that Google has decided they can have. And that is a lot of the world's population, and a lot of the world's intelligent population, the educated population, is getting handed what someone chooses for them to see. So it's just a problem that people are getting their information from the same source.
Fake media.
It's a big problem.
Can I get my closing thoughts?
Yep.
When the Buddha reached enlightenment, someone asked him how he felt, and he said, more miserable than ever.
Okay.
The pain is suffering.
My closing thoughts. Think about where we were at the start of the show and where we've been and where we are now. We talked about family. We talked about stories. We talked about outer space and love. And now we're talking about internet and just globalization. I think we and that moral stuff we talked about with my brother with Jamie.
Shout out to globalization
also,
haters.
We started in a dark room and we ended in a dark room.
That's true. We haven't moved much physically. But I feel like we covered a lot and I learned a lot about myself and about the world around me. I appreciate you guys having me on. Hopefully I can be back.
Thank you, Dan.
Michael, I agree with Dan. It's been a good episode. We covered a lot of topics.
Cop out.
Makes you appreciate. I can get deep with it. God is among us.
You could be
your God. If you're my God, I'll be your God. I'll do anything you want to me. Don't hurt. I can be your God.
When she tells you to go deeper, but you're a philosophy major.
But you are listening to 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
This was Late Night Low Fidelity. Was it without Slater Stark? Thank you for listening.
I was here today. Slater's here.
Counting up my honey, nigga. Ain't no more mud on my stomach, nigga. I kept it real with a lot of niggas. Ain't got a deal with a lot of niggas. I ain't signed no deal like a lot of niggas. So they don't treat me like I'm popping, nigga. I kept it trill without a trill, niggas. I get it selling by the real niggas. I was raised to be a real nigga. Every nigga rhyming like to kill niggas. Red bottoms on a real nigga. She tryna suck it through the hell figures. How it feel to be a real nigga? 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 Bronx nigga sound ill, nigga. Out of pain, had to let it go. Now it ain't no place I can't go. Watch me thumb through that bankroll. Ain't no ones in that bankroll. Ain't no more blues in this bitch, nigga. On Boulevard with the Crips, nigga. She got a ass, but her titties little. But I hope she brought her sister with her. Cause you know I got a gang with me. You know ain't a damn thing changed with me. Got them VVS's on me now. Got them VVS's on me now. Look at my watch, this shit didn't cost a house. You talking to a boss, bitch, watch your mouth.